Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here is your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Of course, you can also join us on Facebook at the New Mexico Motorsports Report, or you can text us directly into the show on the Yearwood Performance text line, and that's 505-226-1442 if you have a question. 505-226-1442 if you have a question for our guests, or RJ, or anybody. We got a lot coming on. We're going to be talking some nostalgia funny car racing with four-time Top Fuel drag boat world champion builder and team owner Eddie Knox, of course, joined with international motorsports photojournalist Scott Welch, is going to bring us that. They're going to be coming from Tucson. Of course, we're going to catch up with Matt Willis with ESPN Stats and Info and talk a little bit about Darrell Waltrip and what it's going to be like not to hear his voice calling the races. And, of course, a lot of great things coming up. Of course, Bristol. I mean, it's always great to be talking some racing at Bristol. And, of course, Spencer Hill is going to be joining us. He's in the studio now. You can see him on the camera. But he's going to be talking the future of iRacing and esports and actually promoting drivers on that. And we all know that it's coming and it's a part of the sport. So let's find out a little bit more about the cutting edge and what's going on. But first off, how are you doing this morning, RJ?
Hey, David, doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. Well, you did all the work. You know, I just show up and take all the glory. So let's talk a little bit about the Unser Racing Museum event calendar and what we got going on out at ABQ Dragway.
Yeah, April, so many events are going on. It's starting to warm up finally. So the first one, actually, we had to do a little deep sea diving and talk to Robert early this morning. Was actually they're going to have a pure speed driving school, which is going to be today, April 6th. It's going to be part of the Rusty Wallace Driving School from 8 to 5, so all-day event. They'll probably listen to us now, hopefully, and talk a little more about it, David.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's kind of the Rusty Wallace driving experience, but it's on the drag racing side instead of on the stock car side. But anyway, they can start at like $99. You can ride in an SS Camaro. You can take it out there. Of course, there's driving experience as well. You can even get in a dragster. I take a dragster down the strip. Now, it's going to be a little bit of, you know, class and stuff like that, and they're going to meter you as you build up and go faster. So you're not going to jump in there and immediately, you know, turn a 4-second run. So let's all stay calm. But it's a great experience and a great opportunity to go out and enjoy, you know, the drag strip. Of course, 56 different events going on this season in their 56th year. So pretty amazing what they've been able to do. And, of course, you can get the schedule with all the events, including new things that are always going on by going to abqdragway.com. But they've also got a Yearwood Street to Strip out there tomorrow as well.
Yeah, the famous Yearwood Street to Strip is going to be Sunday, April 7th, 11 a.m. So beautiful day, hopefully, with the weather clearing up for racing to go on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yearwood Performance putting that on since 1968. It's been your home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street, knowledge of what to use and how to use it. And, of course, the real benefit is that you can call either store, get a hold of Jim, get a hold of any of those guys, Ted over here on the west side, and they can tell you what you need, because you go on the Internet, bunch of BS, right? Things that don't work, you get the wrong parts, so it ends up slowing you down, costing you money. So you might as well spend your time locally, buy local, save time and money. Go to yearwoodperformance.com. Of course, 341 Eubank, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, out here on the west side, and get everything you need. What's going on at Sandia Motor Speedway this weekend?
Yeah, so April 6th, so going on today, we're going to go to dirt with the Clay Oval Test and Tune, which will be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yeah, and actually, when we had Spencer on last week, of course, he's going to come on a little later. We don't have his mic live, so he can't speak yet, but it really kind of set the perspective for me that dirt racing is one of those where you can't just go out and use the track. I mean, it kind of needs to be prepped a little bit so you can actually know what you're doing. So that's why these tests and tunes are pretty cool. And, of course, you know, they're free to spectators. So if you wanted to come out and just learn more about the sport and see what's going to be happening this season, of course, you can go out today from 11 to 3 and check it out. What about in motocross, man?
Yeah, motocross, we're going to have a two-day event. So the weekend, 6th and 7th. So we're at Moriarty, it's the MX Race Series Championship. It's round two of their racing events. So it's going to be 10 a.m. today, going to go on for a while, and then they're continuing at 4 p.m. Sunday, tomorrow, April 7th.
Yeah, well, and likewise, you know, a lot of stuff going on out there. And you can tell the enthusiasm of the new management out there doing a lot of stuff. And really, I'm not used to talking about this much motocross this early in the season. A lot of times we're still talking a little bit about arena cross and inside. So great the things that they're going on. But if you want to go check out some stuff and you want to stay inside, big international car show going on here today.
Yes. So the whole weekend event, it's the 16th annual New Mexico International Auto Show at the Albuquerque Convention Center. So international automobiles, spare parts, and accessories, and industry trade fair. So many stuff going on over there, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., so all-day event that you could go out. And it's a world's premier transmedia network, and everyone's going to be out there just to show their relationship with cars. So it's an amazing event going on.
Yeah, and I tried to get a ride in a McLaren, you know. But they didn't have one. Let's be true. I didn't want to ride. I wanted to drive it. So that's probably where the problem was. It was like, they're like, hey, no, we know the only thing you do fast is talk. So they didn't want me to tear up a car. Other stuff going on this weekend? Because, I mean, I'm like 1, 2, 3, 4. There's like 6 other car shows, man. April.
All around New Mexico, not even Albuquerque.
Right?
We have amazing events going on. So there's going to be the second annual Sports Medicine Car Show, which is going to be out in Farmington. It's actually in the high school parking lot. So that's everything to benefit student athletes.
Does that include bull riding?
I mean, I hope so, man.
I mean, because I'm in Farmington. I think that you got some bull riding.
That might be later on in the year. I'm not sure about that, but they always
well,
come
sports
through.
Sports medicine. They want to make sure they get some money put away for all those broken ribs. Anyway, I digress.
All good, David. So today also there's the 22nd annual Smokin' Oldies Show and Shine, which is going to be in Deming. So most of these car shows are going to be from 10 to 3. Amazing events kind of go out. I'm actually going to go probably later on to the Spring Into the Gap, the auto car and craft show that's going to be at Hope Christian today.
Yeah.
So 9 to 3, amazing stuff going on. Like I said, that's going to be right here in Albuquerque. So everything going on from north, south, I mean, right where we are going to be. And then also there's a showing. You could kind of watch some movies going on. So a little later on the day, it's going to be a showing of the American Graffiti, which is going to be at the National History Museum in Albuquerque at 7 p.m. where they're going to bring collector cars and everything, decorate the parking lot while they watch the movie. So amazing stuff going on here in Albuquerque.
So I have a theme kind of going in this show. So I wonder if they're going to have like floats and shakes right at the so you can roll up at the American Graffiti and you know they'll come out with the roller skates and. So anyway, okay, you're looking at me like, what the heck is he talking about? Anyway, so NHRA going on this weekend, the Denso Spark Plug NHRA 4-Wide Nationals at Vegas. I mean, that the 4-Wide, I'm glad that it's finally out this way. You don't have to go all the way to Carolina to see it, but that's just crazy. I mean, yeah, have them all take off at the same time. I'm always worried about like one, you know, exploding in the middle. As a matter of fact, last week or yesterday in the pro stock, they actually had one of the cars catch on fire in the starting block.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I was thinking, well, that's a good way not to make it to the next round, is not even to make it to the starting line.
And but, not even watch the other three go. You're just watching the one on fire.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Like, come on.
You're just watching the back there. What do we got? MotoGP.
Yeah, so they're actually going to be in the same area where Formula One was. They're going to be at the Circuit of Americas, the Red Bull Grand Prix of the Americas at Circuit of Americas in Austin, Texas. So this is going to be next weekend, next Sunday, I should say, April 14th.
Well, and then, of course, we're going to go to the Chinese Grand Prix for Formula One next weekend as well. Formula E, it looks like the Roma E-Prix. I'm not even going to try. Can you pronounce that?
Cittadino d'Italia.
Damn!
It's in Italy.
Dang, he's bringing it. I don't know. Did we have to just bleep that Anyway, so
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you were fine. I'm the one that was
good.
Like super
no,
impressed. Of course, IndyCar going on this weekend. Going to see if Colton Herta can win another one. Still trying to get a hold of Al Unser Jr. See if we can get him on the show. Talk about that. We don't got any trucks until Dover on May 3rd. Xfinity going on today, and a little bit later we're going to be talking about the Food City 500 at Bristol Motor Speedway. All right, hang on, because on the other side we're going to be talking some nostalgia funny car and, of course, some Top Fuel drag boat racing with world champion, builder, and team owner Fast Eddie Knox. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser Jr. You're listening to ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
At every Twin Peaks, you'll find wall-to-wall TVs, scratch food, and the signature 29-degree beer, served by the best-in-class Twin Peaks girls. Welcome to your new local spot for sports and scenic views. They've been busy in the kitchen chefing up some smoking new things for you to try. Now introducing all new Smoker Selects, each featuring in-house smoked meats. We use hickory wood and smoke low and slow overnight to lock in the flavor. Come try new additions like the spicy Thai ribs, the Carolina pulled pork sandwich, or the sweet and smoky ribs. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. Did you know you can't properly absorb most vitamins and supplemental nutrients on the market? They go to waste, along with your money. Not with PuraThrive. They utilize a patented nutrient delivery system, so you can take full advantage of the nutrients you're giving your body. PuraThrive's technology protects each nutrient individually from the harsh environment of the digestive system, providing optimal absorption. Check out Liquid B, C, and D vitamins, probiotics, turmeric, and more. Visit 1017theteam.com, click on the PuraThrive logo, and use code THETEAM for 20% off your purchase.
Larry H. Miller, Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Albuquerque is your 4x4 dealer. Right now, during the spring sales event, save over $8,900 on a new 2018 Ram 2500 Tradesman Crew Cab Diesel with 6.7-liter Cummins Turbo. Plus, our price match guarantee means we'll never be beat. Larry H. Miller, Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Albuquerque. Driven by you.
On approved credit, all prices plus tax, title, license fees, and $349 due to transfer fee. Offer ends 4/30/19. Price match guarantee applies to dealers in New Mexico.
With summer approaching, it's almost time to slip into those trunks once again. Alluraderm MD Med Spa would love to help you get summer ready with Cool Sculpting, the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction treatment. Alluraderm is New Mexico's first and only diamond status, the highest level achievable for Cool Sculpting. Alluraderm is holding a Cool Sculpting event Wednesday, April the 24th from 11 to 1:30 p.m. Call to reserve your spot today at 505-821-9630. Number one status based on 2018 Q4 sales.
What's up, Albuquerque? This is former Lobo Darrell Chestnut. Join me and Dallas Cowboy wide receiver Amari Cooper for the first annual Frontline Elite Football Minicamp, Saturday, April 6th at Cleveland High School. You can register now at frontline-elite.com or call at 954-940-2797. Let's work for something.
Casino at the Downs hosts Senior Day Fridays for players 50 and better to win cash and offers for active and retired military and their spouse Tuesdays. Plus, enjoy live music, weekends, food specials daily, Easter Sunday in the Crown Room, and more. Only at Casino at the Downs, Louisiana and Central.
Albuquerque Dragway's 2019 season is off to a fast start. At Yearwood Performance's Street to Strip, you can bring your car out for street-legal drags and test and tune time trials for only $25. With over 56 events, including two all-out callouts and thrilling side-by-side action through November. Go to abqdragway.com for a 2019 schedule now. Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Top Comp, Super Pro, Pro, Sportsman's, and Junior Dragsters. The 2019 season is underway. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there. abqdragway.com.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Programming note, 9 a.m. FM Sports Saturday, Fred Holberg and Marty Watts is coming up. On deck, 10 a.m., you got the Team High School Show with Scott Galletti and James Yotis. At 6:10, we're going to be joining the Dodgers and the Rockies in Major League Baseball. Tomorrow, Sunday, 1:30, Thunder versus Timberwolves, and at 6:30, we're going to have the Dodgers versus Rockies. All right, and so now we're going to join Scott Welch out at in Tucson, and I'll go ahead and bring that one. Do you want me to bring that one in? All right, Kelly's going to bring it in. Hey, Scott, are you there?
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
Good. What's up, buddy? I mean, out doing a little nostalgia funny cars. What you been up to, man?
Oh, man, just busy. We've been all over this year traveling a little bit with the wife, and we've been to Cabo San Lucas and doing some other things other than motorsports, but now we're getting back in the groove. I think we got our dates crossed. We'll be in Tucson next weekend.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Awesome.
But that's okay. We can chat with you about it this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get that going. And then, of course, we're trying to get Fast Eddie Knox on the other line so we can ask him some questions. But tell me, how did you and Fast Eddie hook up?
Well, Ed and I have known each other for years from the drag boats. And, you know, Eddie's a four-time owner-builder world top fuel champion with drag boats with the Lucas Oil Drag Boat Racing Series. And the guy's just legendary as far as making a top fuel motor run. And with the dissipation of the Lucas Oil Drag Boat Racing Series, Ed ended up making a trade, one of his top fuel boats with Rupert, and got the Nitro Nostalgia Funny Car. And they ran last year with the UNFC, and I believe they came in fifth in points, if I'm not mistaken, and had a great season. And now they're going to have the same race this year at Tucson, which is it's a reunion race. But I think last year there was 12 or 13 Nitro Funny Cars. I ended up going out there because of Lyle. And Lyle did some testing, although he doesn't run the same series because there's a difference in the pump that they run. And apparently the pump's smaller on these motors, and they can't get quite as much nitro in, which causes them to become a more volatile situation and can scatter a motor pretty quick. As a matter of fact, last year, Eddie, I think, went through 2.5 engines, about $30,000 in parts last year, trying to dial it in.
Wow. Yeah, and what's interesting about the nostalgia, of course, you know, I love going out because, you know, they really have a lot of fun with the paint jobs. They kind of really get back to the feel of what it used to feel like when the funny cars got started, all the way back to, you know, kind of the snake and the mongoose and, you know, kind of match racing and stuff like that. But you make a great point. I mean, these guys are doing it just for the love of it. I mean, there's really not a lot of money, and they add a lot to the show. I mean, because it's all about the show to get the fans to come out. But talk about, I mean, of course, you really increased my awareness and experience when it came to drag boat racing.
Right.
And, you know, and that happened on the water. What was involved in maybe making the transition between, you know, nitro, you know, on the water versus nitro on the pavement?
Well, the biggest thing that has been made clear to me through Ed is that is the engine. And the drag boats use the what they call the contemporary motor, which is what they use in top fuel drag racing now. Which is, you know, they've reduced the track down to 1,000 feet. So you got the guys, the big boys, John Force and those guys at that level are running the contemporary engine. They're only running 1,000 feet. Well, they're running over 300 miles an hour in 1,000 feet. And you got to have a $500,000 budget to even consider getting in with those guys. So this is a deal where they limit the pump, and so it's an old-school motor based on, like you said, the motors from back in the day with Snake and the Mongoose. So they can only use a certain amount of fuel in them with this fuel pump, And so it's a tricky thing because then you're running the car lean, and that's when you start blowing motors up with nitro, apparently. So these cars are running in the 4,000 to 5,000 horsepower range. But these guys are running. The cool thing about it is, Dave, they run the full quarter mile, and they're running between 5 and 6 seconds at 265 miles an hour in the quarter mile. So for the fans, it is absolutely awesome show. And, you know, you get the full nitro smell and the sound and the whole, you know, effect of the deal. And, you know, it's not quite as expensive. And, the bodies and stuff on the cars are just over the top cool.
Absolutely. I think you put it well. Plus the, you know, I mean, nitromethane, I mean, just with the flames and, you know, the sheer sound and the crackling, it really makes it, quite a show. But talk a little, about, as a photojournalist, the difference between, cause I know you also cover, Jason Anderson and motocross. I mean,
yeah.
The difference of how you, you know, you approach, you know, shooting on the water, you're shooting motocross, or even, you know, I mean, just drag racing with nitromethane. I mean, there's got to be a lot of expertise to go between all of those different types of racing.
Well, it really is. It's really a different technique and settings and everything because when you're shooting at a drag strip, you know, sometimes it may be during the day. A lot of times it's in the evening, the type of lights they have at the track and that sort of thing. And also, the nitro deal, it can be very dangerous because, in Tucson, it's pretty cool. And I like to shoot on the big end in Tucson, on the big end. I mean, you know, after the finish, so I'll go maybe 100 yards after the finish. And then because of the lens I have and so forth, I can zoom in, and get the pictures of the parachute pictures of them popping the chutes. But
cool.
For me, it depends on where the other guys are. I tend to go where the other guys aren't. If there's, you know, like last year, there might be 6-8 photographers there. Les Mayhew does, the videos. He's crazy, man. He'll get down there on the big end where I am and stand up on a ladder and video
Jeez.
These guys, which is really putting your life out there. Now I'll stand right on the wall. And, in Tucson, they have a nice, thick, pretty high concrete wall that I can shoot over. And if a car gets out of shape, I just hit the ground right there. The chances of a car coming right over the wall is slim. But, you know, we do put our lives out there to get the nice shots. But, and at the motocross track, you're moving all over the place. And, you know, the different angles, because you may not have the sun coming in your lens at certain times. So you're moving all over the track. And, you know, that race is coming up soon too, Dave. We'll be up there the first. As a matter of fact, I think the motocross race is June 1st this year. So I'll be up there as well. Maybe we can talk then too.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. All right. Well, we'll get our schedules straight, and get you on with Fast Eddie. I apologize. I was a little excited.
Oh, no.
But you know, that's the promoter in me, man. I want to talk about an event before.
It drives
me crazy talking about events afterwards, man.
Right. Yeah, we'll be out there next weekend, so if we don't get a hold of Ed this morning, let's get him on next Saturday. And he's just a great guy, and it's very entertaining to talk to as well, and very knowledgeable, obviously.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for coming on this morning, Scott, and
we'll
catch up again soon, you bet. All right, so, you know, I mean, there's a lot of cool things going on out there. As a matter of fact, got a message that came in from Jim Costa, of course, on his own tech line. I think I have it set up specifically so he can talk directly to me. But he's taking his wife and his aunt out, and they're going to do the side-by-side dragsters out there at ABQ Dragway today. So that's another thing you can go check out with the Pure Speed driving school that's out on ABQ Dragway. All right, on the other side, we're going to talk some NASCAR. That's right, we're going to talk a little bit about what's been going on with qualifying. Qualifying. We're talking about qualifying. There was a fight in qualifying earlier this year, so I guess that's why we're talking about it. You've been listening to the Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, the team.
Thank you. Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 101.7, The Team.
Hi, I'm Elliot Shelton, and today you can win a trip including hotel and airfare to Las Vegas during Shelton Jewelers' April Shower the One You Love Spring event. Shelton has New Mexico's largest selection of diamond engagement rings and trained staff that will show you a diamond's quality under a microscope. See the vast selection of engagement rings featuring collections from the nature-inspired antique finish to a modern flair, or go completely unique and create a one-of-a-kind custom design. Come in to enter Montgomery in Louisiana.
Sports fans, it's Julie here. It's time to hit a grand slam on your next job with Roadrunner Ready Mix, your most trusted concrete supplier in New Mexico, and a portion of your proceeds is donated to various charities. We will provide superior concrete fast with reliable delivery. You can count on me and my business, Roadrunner Ready Mix. Whether your project consists of foundations, porches, sidewalks, or large buildings, I have your project covered. Give us a call. It's Roadrunner Ready Mix, 891-0100. That's 891-0100.
Coach Bradbury here for my friends at Clark's Pet Emporium. Clark's supports several organizations in their efforts to find adoptive homes for needy cats and dogs. Please support pet adoption and help by providing a loving home for these pets. Check their website for an agency near you. For over 45 years, Clark's Pet Emporium has been your pet's favorite weekly stop. Locally owned and operated with two convenient locations for all your pet needs. 11200 Manal Northeast or 4914 Lomas Northeast. Visit clarkspets.com.
Elite Softball Training is the premier youth softball training facility for beginners or experienced club players. Sandy Munoz offers private lessons and group sessions. Great softball pitching, fielding, and hitting instruction available. Visit EliteSoftballTraining.com.
Hoop Madness is calling, and 10 Pins and More is your spot for all the action. Flat screens, bowling, and your ticket to all the buzzer beaters. Name any number one seed and receive a $3 pounder. Reservations? Call 892-7117. 10 Pins and More in Rio Rancho.
Let's go head out on the town in a fun-filled Toyota Corolla. Let's go have a blast in the stylishly bold and powerful Toyota Camry. Let's go on an epic family road trip in the spacious Toyota Highlander. Let's go load up our gear and head out on an adventure in the Toyota RAV4. Let's go make the most of the weekend in the rugged Toyota Tacoma. Let's go to our local Toyota dealer for a test drive today. Right now, get $2,000 cash back on a new 2019 Highlander. For great deals on other Toyota vehicles, visit Toyota.com. Hurry, offer ends April 30th. Toyota, let's go places.
Cashback savings from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. does not include college grad or military rebate. Must be part of the transaction. No cash payment will be made to consumer. Varies by region. See dealer for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Visit Toyota of Santa Fe or Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque or Larry H. Miller American Toyota. Or for more information, visit Toyota.com. Toyota.
This is Darrell Waltrip, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Gearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque. Here is David.
All right. Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And Spencer, we got his mic live, too, because he's going to join us talking with Matt Willis with ESPN.com. How are you doing this morning, Matt?
Oh, doing great. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. Just wanted to follow up. I mean, it definitely got those vocal cords stretched. You ready to go?
Yeah, I've been doing nothing but singing operettas for the past couple hours, and I think I'm ready to go.
Operettas? With NASCAR? Is that because of the boogity, boogity, boogity thing? Are you thinking about applying for that job now that we know that Darrell Waltrip is going to retire?
Yeah, I think I would be a perfect fit for the position.
I would pay good money to hear you do that. Boogity, boogity, boogity. Are you ready?
Want me to give you a quick boogity?
Go for it, man.
All right, let's see what I got. About boogity, boogity, boogity.
Oh, that's terrible.
That was like a anyway. Classy boogity.
Yeah, it was very classy. It was very operatic. So anyway, I digress. But let's talk a little bit about Daryl Waltrip and his decision to retire. You know, I mean, that you know, the news, you know, breaking earlier in the week, it was a little rough to start with. Really, the troops rallied around, and what a nice nice press conference he had yesterday. Talk a little bit about kind of that what we're going to look forward to without Daryl Waltrip in the booth.
I think it's a reasonable time to do it when you consider that I think we're going to see, you know, we're already seeing massive changes with the NASCAR schedule, with the, you know, the drivers on the track. We're going into a new era. You know, Daryl Waltrip was the voice of the sport for about two decades, you know, when they really started breaking through, got that big Fox deal. He was just a part of that and, you know, kind of just a background soundtrack to the sport for two decades. I think it really signifies another step in the changing landscape of NASCAR. It'll be really interesting to see if, you know, who's going to fill that spot with Jeff Gordon up there in the Fox booth and how they combine together. And, you know, it's really a big time because I think, you know, when you're watching a race for 3 to 4 hours, the voices you hear become such a big part of it and can really affect what happens with TV ratings.
Well, I completely agree. And, I mean, talk about, you know, changing the landscape. I mean, this whole debacle, I don't know what else you want to call it as far as qualifying, it looked like it was qualifying was a little more normal yesterday, and of course a new track record set as well. But talk a little bit about, you know, kind of the added, you know, drama or whatever you want to call, or the lack of driving a couple of weeks ago that has become part of what we call qualifying.
It's been so funny. It hasn't been exciting, but I've never been more intrigued by watching cars not go, trying to figure out when they'll start driving. You know, they're really trying to figure out these strategies and with how to qualify here. And I think there's, you know, Texas was definitely better than California in terms of this. And, you know, when we go to, you know, probably next week at Richmond, we'll see, you know, the same thing we saw this week at Bristol. Talladega is its own animal for these qualifying. So I think when we can next really expect to see, like, what in the world is going to happen qualifying, it is about in a month at Kansas. And, you know, if the strategy is so intriguing, with no one willing to make the first move. And at some point, it's like someone standing on the top of a water slide, and eventually you got to nudge them and get them to go because there's a line forming behind them. That's the closest thing I can see. It's the water slide of pit road.
Well, and you even consider Bristol, you know, with the high downpours package, and still drafting came into it because they had the you know, big spoiler on the back. Of course, as you know, said earlier, Ryan Blaney setting a new track record, and I mean. And of course, what's fascinating to me, of course, is Hendricks. I mean, what's going on with that team? I mean, they've been doing great in qualifying. They just can't seem to get together on the track. But Spencer, you had some comments a little bit about what you've seen in the qualifying. Jump in here.
Yeah. So, from a driver's standpoint, because initially, first, I am a driver, and I have been in a qualifying position before. It's so frustrating to me to see a format like this where you have to go to the edge of pit road and wait and depend on others. To me, that's not qualifying. I think qualifying, I'm a huge fan of single car qualifying, car against the clock, show what your team and you have on the track by yourself with no other outliers. So from a driver's standpoint, this group qualifying format is frustrating, and it always has been. But now that we have the high downforce package, the new aero ducts, it's even worse because now not only do you have to be out on the track and have other people in your mind, now you're depending on those people to get you a good lap. And a lot of people say, well, you know, qualifying doesn't matter that much because you have 500 miles to get to the front.
Right.
But what they don't realize is that it also sets up pit stalls.
And
there's a lot more factors that go into it, to where it gets really frustrating for the teams and drivers. And I really would like to see single car qualifying. And Matt, I'd like to get your opinion on this. Where do you stand on the whole single car qualifying format?
You know, I didn't dislike the single car qualifying because I think, you know, on Saturday or Sunday, whenever the race is, you really get a, you figure out who who put together the best race, and that goes driver and crew chief and crew. And it was really intriguing on Friday to really see who had the fastest car, because sometimes the fastest car doesn't always win, and that's just a point of NASCAR that's been true for years. So I've always enjoyed on Friday seeing who has the fastest car and on its own. And with this format, with the drafting and with, you know, the deciding who you're going to go out behind and trying to get someone to go first, it's a totally different animal. And it does make me miss a little bit, just figure out which of these, you know, 40 cars is the fastest going around the track. It's definitely something that's been a part of NASCAR for so long, and now it's been completely different. So I do find that I miss it.
Well, and I think that that's a perfect example of when you're trying to package something, you know, made for TV, right? I mean, this is really what it's about is trying to package this, you know, 15 minutes and turn it into 3 hours of constant excitement. So basically we have, you know, four races, right? Or three races, because we have, you know, two stages and then we have the final stage.
Make them into heat races.
Yeah, well, exactly. But see, once again, then we're going to have to re-educate people as to what they're watching. You know, I mean,
to go out to a dirt track on a Saturday
night. Well, okay, well, we're not going to win this argument. I mean, because the promoter sitting on one side, once again, arguing with the driver as to what really our point is. And then, of course, somewhere along the way, you're going to bring up purse. I know how this argument always goes.
And then it's those dirt track drivers more money.
Hey, well, see, right, exactly. Okay, well, see, this is why. Okay, Kelly, turn his mic off. No, I'm just teasing. But Matt, I mean, this is a good. I'm already looking at the points because we're talking about. We're already talking about points with stage points. If you look at the top 16 drivers now, right? If the season ends, I mean, we're only 7 races in. But look at the point differential between Eric Jones at 173 points, Kyle Busch at 310. Of course, you got your automatic qualifiers with the wins, but look at the point differential already. I mean, you know, this is why these races are going to matter. It, of course, is not going to matter as much to, you know, the guys that are already in, you know, Logano, Kozlowski, Hamlin, Busch, you know, that already got their automatic tickets in. But Kyle Busch hasn't stopped. I mean, 310 points. I mean, he is by far out of everybody. He's the only guy, 7 top tens. I mean, and of course, he's got a great chance. So Matt, talk a little bit about, are we gonna see more wins, or are we also gonna be talking about the big three again?
I think right now we're looking at the big two in the teams between Penske and Gibbs, and with the Stewart Haas and Hendrick kind of in that next tier right now. And, what's been amazing with Kyle Busch is not only that he's got the speed to run up front and lead a ton of laps, but the consistency that he hasn't finished outside the top 10 this year. You know, obviously he's a lock for the playoffs at this point, and now it's all about just obtaining playoff points, but there is a lot of spread and you see a lot of, you know, we'll see a couple more drivers from in the 10 to 16 area win some races, but you know, there's always a lot of places based on points, but we are seeing that spread. And where it gets really tight is kind of in that 11 to 17 range.
Yep.
And that's where you see a lot to, like, a team like Ricky Stenhouse Jr. making the playoffs, or Austin Dillon then get in, or even going down to 20th and Ryan Newman. And I think that would mean a lot to those drivers to get in the playoffs. And they're not really race competitors. So they're, you know, that's when the races for 9th and 10th, even at this point in the season, get really interesting.
So, okay. So you bring up an excellent point there with, you know, kind of the middle of the pack, you know, not the top 5 drivers. This is a perfect example of where I think the TV coverage and having a good analyst, in the booth, can talk about the races that are within the race. Because that's what happens is, you know all the big names, but you do. You brought up Ricky Stenhouse Jr. I mean, he's got one top 10. He's hitting 183 points. I mean, how is this guy in the middle of the group there when, you know, his performance hasn't necessarily been there? Alex Bowman, I think he's outperformed really what it shows, but he's got no top 10s. You know, and so it's like, so what's happening is what is talking about the teams. And so I think that there's a lot of battles and there should be more conversation than just on the top teams. I mean, there's a lot of other things that are going on. And of course now, you know, we get to talk about, you know, qualifying, you know, I mean, that to me is like, you know, I think that's part of the problem.
Yeah, it's, Yeah, there's so many battles on the track and so many different stories, and the battle for the win and for leading laps is, it's just one of the lot of stories on the track, because you have, you know, I'm going to throw a guy like Chris Buescher out there.
Right.
Who's really done really well with this new car setup this year. He's qualified pretty well. And it would just be a huge deal for that team. You know, they're not going to compete for wins on a regular basis, but if they can get to 15th, 16th in points and be in that playoff consideration, that's a huge deal, showing him running, you know, is he running 20th? Try and move up to 19th, because every point matters at this point, especially, you know, on when the cars are a little tighter packed with these drafting procedures. You can move up to 20th to 15th really quickly and staying out of trouble and doing things like that. So that's when it, you know, when the TV coverage and having eyes on the entire track makes such a big difference.
Yeah, and of course, I guess the final shot would be, that's why you need to go to the track, right? You know, I mean, the TV and its coverage is great and everything, but, you know, it's so much dependent on the analysts and basically educating people that are watching. But, and this is where I'll agree with you, Spencer, is going to the track. You choose what you watch. You know, you can change what channels you're listening to. I mean, there's so much technology there. So there you go. There's a way to solve it, is just go to the track. And then, you know, you could do stuff. But hey, Matt, really appreciate you coming on this morning, and it's always great to catch up. And thank you again.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on. Always a great time. Look forward to talking with you soon.
Absolutely. All right. That's Matt Willis. Check out his work over at ESPN.com. Stats and info. But we've got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to talk some iRacing and some eSports and maybe what the future of sports really looks like and sports coverage. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7 The Team.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Joey Logano, driver of number 22 Shell Penzo Ford, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque 1017 The Team.
Jamie Lynn here with I-9 Sports. Our spring season has been our biggest yet. For years, I-9 Sports has been bringing fun and convenient sports leagues to Albuquerque and Rio Rancho. And now, for the first time ever, we are offering multi-sport summer camps, the perfect platform for your child to experience different sports. 6 camps, 3 locations, and top-notch instruction. Only 60 spots open per camp, so register your camper now at i9sports.com. That's i9sports.com. And don't forget about our summer leagues. Registration is now open. Home of the multi-sport athlete, I-9, fostering the love of the game.
Last Call specializes in Baja Mexican cuisine. From our best-selling Cali burrito with carne asada to beer-battered fish tacos, Last Call is now open on the west side and Riverside Plaza with 2 other locations in Nob Hill and downtown. Taste the love, love the taste.
Attention New Mexico State Aggie fans. New Mexico Look Uptown at Banal and Louisiana across from Coronado Center has an extensive line of Aggie apparel and gifts, including WAC champion t-shirts for both men's and women's basketball. That's New Mexico Look Uptown.
Due to strong sales the last few months, we've earned almost 600 new Toyotas available at Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque. With factory incentives of up to $4,000, including loyalty cash, along with dealer savings of $3,500, that's a total of up to $7,500 off MSRP. Plus, there are Uber, college grad, and military rebates available. Visit us or go to toyotaabq.com for all the details. It's the best time to get a new vehicle at Toyota Albuquerque, Eubank at I-40, your smart choice dealer.
Your Water Albuquerque, high in quality, meeting or exceeding all EPA safety standards. Your water supply, ever more secure, with a 100-year plan in place, emphasizing conservation and reuse to help safeguard our future. And your water rates, some of the lowest in the Southwest. Quality, resiliency, affordability. It's Your Water Albuquerque from Your Water Authority. The Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. Visit abcwua.org for more info and your free Water Origins poster.
You want it right, right today. Get it done the Daniels way. Daniels Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Bob Brown here for my friends at Daniels Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Springtime is here, and that means the dog days of summer are right around the corner. Trust my buddy Daniel and beat the heat this summer by converting to refrigerated air. They've got great financing options, rebates available. Now is the best time to get that new system you deserve. Stay cool this summer with Daniels. Locally owned and operated, 898-8860.
Hi, Brad Sham, voice of the Dallas Cowboys. The team at Duke City Ready Mix lives their motto, quality matters here. That quality is evident in projects like the parking structure at Sandia Casino, the Winrock development in ABQ Uptown, and their work with NMDOT, stretching from Berlin to Bernalillo. If your game plan includes concrete or gravel landscaping, let the team at Duke City Ready Mix help you execute the play. Three local plants, including Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, and Los Lunas. DukeCityReadyMix.com.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. And, yeah, we joked earlier about, a fight in qualifying. I thought for a second we were going to have a fight in the booth, right? You know, I mean, driver, promoter, going to go at it and argue about the purse. So anyway, joining us now is Darren Ward with 26 Promotions. How you doing this morning, Darren?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. Are you getting any sleep, man? I mean, because congratulations on the birth of your son.
Thank you. And no, there's no such thing as sleep right now. He gets to sleep, which is awesome, but no one else gets to sleep.
Exactly. But as a promoter, you don't sleep anyway, because you always got to figure out how to get the word out on the events, and of course, handling all the new changes and things that are going on. And so Spencer's on the mic here with us as well, and I was hoping maybe you guys could talk a little bit about your latest venture with 26 Promotions and how you're actually working with iRacing drivers in esports participants and kind of building their profile and an awareness about their skill level at their sport of choice.
Yeah, what we're doing is, so what we normally do is work with drivers, any discipline, anywhere in the country, help get the word out about them, their races, where they're racing. And we've been kind of paying attention to what's going on with the esports world, and it's rapidly growing. On both the asphalt side and the dirt side with iRacing. And we're reaching out to them and trying to help them also get the word out. There's a lot of teams like in the dirt side, Casey Kane, Tony Stewart, Craig Kinzer, Kevin Swindell. They all have legitimate teams that they've put together to tackle a World of Outlaw sim racing league that pays $25,000 in cash and prizes this year.
And now, Darren, with these esports drivers, are they going to get all the same opportunities as the normal drivers that you'd see on the racetrack any given Saturday night?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them on the NASCAR side, they actually, the weekend that they ran the Phoenix race, they held a esports draft. So all the teams were there, and they drafted players or drivers for their teams that are going to compete in the new NASCAR video game for like the PlayStation and the Xbox. Mm-hmm. So these guys are getting the opportunity to actually work for Joe Gibbs Racing as a sim driver.
And that's incredible to me.
Yeah, and what I'm trying to figure out is, of course, as a promoter, as you know, somebody who ran a racetrack, the logic was butts in the seats. You could have eyeballs on your billboards. I mean, and that's how it works. How are the eyeballs following sim racing? How are they following iRacing?
I think the biggest thing for them is the Facebook live streaming is huge. I watched a World of Outlaw race. I think they run on, my days are all messed up currently. I think it's
exactly.
On Tuesday night.
baby brain damage. I understand. Do your best.
I think it's Tuesday nights. And the production, you would think you were watching, production wise, it's as good as it's gonna get. You can't get any better. They've got the graphics down, they're showing replays, all the cars have sponsors on them, and there had to have been at least 10,000 people turning into Facebook alone just watching an iRacing race for an hour.
And Dave's mouth is down in his seat right now because he can't believe what you just said. But it's true. This is an incredible thing going on right now. And if people don't believe how serious this is getting, I hopped on iRacing. Of course, I'm too poor to buy it, but I hopped on my buddy Jason's iRacing the other night. I think it was Tuesday night, and some of the drivers were getting ready to run that pro race. And one of our drivers, actually, with 26 promotions, Cody Batten, was in there. And I hopped in a 360 non-wing sprint at Kokomo Speedway, which is what I drive in real life, and I got my butt whipped. I mean, I was almost last in qualifying. I don't even think I transferred to the main, and then I got wrecked in the heat. So it was terrible. So obviously, these guys are putting a lot of effort and time into this, and I think esports is definitely the way to go. And now these drivers are having a great opportunity to align themselves with a professional agency like 26 Promotions to get their name out there and hopefully make it to one of those pro teams such as Gibbs, and then on the dirt side, of course, Swindell, Craig Kinzer, Casey Kane, and it's an incredible opportunity, really.
Well, and we're definitely, this is too much for one segment. We're going to have to do some more of this because we're already running short on time. So we'll get some more information. We'll have some on our website, and of course, working on an article for the upcoming magazine. But before we run out of time, Darren, I wanted to give you a chance to talk about how people could reach out to you, how people could get more information about what you guys are doing, and how to get involved in what sounds like a lucrative marketing opportunity.
You can reach us. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We have a website. Everything's 26 Promotions as far as that goes. If you're looking for the esports stuff, the website's the same. It's still going to be under 26 Promotions, but everything else is just 26 esports. Send us a message. Reach out to me. Spencer usually knows what we're doing. I'm pretty much in contact with him constantly at this point. So if you've got any questions and you're in New Mexico and you want to talk to someone face-to-face, Spencer knows exactly what we're doing and how everything works.
Okay, cool. Well, that gave us a little bit, we got a little bit more time, but I wanted to make sure we didn't miss that. So the thing that just, I mean, really, why my mouth dropped is a great successful race on a local level is about 800 to 1,200 people in the grandstands, all right? You just dropped a number of 10,000 people on a Tuesday night. I mean, that is a significant audience. I mean, what are you able to do with 26 Promotions to help those drivers, market themselves?
And a lot of these drivers who are running either the World of Outlaw League or they're running the NASCAR League, they go out and race on Saturday nights. It's not like this is the only thing that they do. Some of them it is, but a lot of them go out and race Saturday nights. So you could have a press release for your stuff that's just esports related, and then we can work with you on your things that are real racing. I hate saying that.
Oh, thank you. You did it and not me.
But for your stuff where you're going out there Saturday night, and a lot of these guys are trying to use the sponsor money that they get from, like, the way that I know, like, Casey Kane does it and the big teams do it, or they're using their sponsors that are on their sprint cars. They're using it as a way to market themselves and market those companies on the sim racing side as well.
Right.
So they're able to offer that to their sponsor and say, hey, not only are we going to be out there every weekend running your logo on our car, now we're going to put it on our sim racing car and get it in front of even more people.
Wow, that's fantastic. Hey, Darren, thanks for coming on this morning and educating us on that. And good luck with the baby.
Thank you.
All right. There's Darren Ward, 26 Promotions, and, of course, Spencer Hill Racing on Facebook and on the World Wide Web. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report. We appreciate you joining us every Saturday morning. Thank you, Kelly, for coming in and helping us keep it together. Also, stay tuned at 9 a.m. We got FM Sports Saturday, 10 a.m., the Team High School Show with Scott Galletti. And, of course, we'll be here on Facebook and ESPN next Saturday. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque.
here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us daily at nmmotorsportsreport.com and become part of the community. Tune in next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you're into it, we are into it.
101.7 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.